It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The streets around Colorado's capital in Denver saw a fourth straight night of conflict Sunday. A live stream broadcast from within the protest showed officers in riot gear facing off against demonstrators on West Colfax shortly after the city's curfew took effect at 8 p.m. Police used tear gas and other non-lethal weapons against protesters. The confrontations followed a day of peaceful protests as demonstrators continue to turn out following the death of George Floyd. The protests this weekend led to dozens of injuries and arrests. On Sunday, as people protested in the background, Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin said the city understood the urgency of addressing the use of force by police. He said police officers were partners in addressing the problem.
Just like you, they are mothers, they are fathers. They are sons and daughters. It is not us versus you. It is all of us versus this issue.
He urged protesters to remain peaceful and obey the law. Organizations that give scholarships to Denver high school graduates have gotten an infusion of cash from a new city sales tax. Stephen Kurtz chairs the Prosperity Denver Fund.
Our vision is to really start looking at all these kids that are never going to pass high school and getting them into something that's important for them, whether it's a trade school or a two-year college or a four-year college.
The tax, which passed in 2018, has raised nearly $12 million and has helped more than 1,800 students. The artist Christo, known for his large-scale fabric art installations, has died. In 1972, Christo installed a large curtain between two mountain ranges in Rifle. Among Coloradans, Christo may be best known for a work of art that was never produced, an installation over the Arkansas River between Canyon City and Salida. He told Colorado Matters in 2006 that he chose the site for a specific reason. It's light.
In the morning, you coming to the canyon, and of course, the fabric became almost rosy pink with the morning light. In the middle of the day, the fabric became platinum. In the late afternoon, going to Salida, you have these fabulous golden colors.
Christo was 84 years old. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.